Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you know my love? Like birds.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with We Three Kings by Kim.
Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again.
Star of wonder, star.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am super excited. We are on the brinks of all the holidays. And I just want to say God is good. God is amazing. God is all there is. So as we begin to move into our space, recognizing that God is, that God is, that God is. And so I want us to become very intentional right now about our breath. Because there is only one power and one presence, and on this line, we recognize that power that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Knowing that there is not a spot, come on, y'all, that our God is not. There's not a spot that our God is not. So today I just want you to know that there is power in the breath. There is power in the breath. And so I want you to become very intentional. Because sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so right now, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. And I want to remind you to breathe deeply into the heart, recognizing that there is power in the breath. I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm, knowing that the feelings get the blessing. Together, I want us to breathe, family. In this right now moment, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe. Breathe. And release. Let's take in another deep breath. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable as I speak from the transcending power of my I am higher mind self, God. I ask that you come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Divine Mother, Father God. I come this morning with a grateful attitude, asking you to remove every human created thought. Come on, Holy Spirit. Remove every human created thought. Remove every human created ego, God. And let us come empty, God. Let us come empty so that we may be filled by the higher mind. I am presence right now, God. Let me come empty, God. Be right now, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, that we may be healed in this right now moment, God. That our mind may be healed from thoughts that do not serve a higher purpose. God, keep a, Father God, keep a watch over our lips. That we may not speak words that do not serve a higher purpose. That we may only speak your words, God. Father, bless our eyes that we may only see with the spiritual 20/20 vision. God, I'm talking about vision of you, God, that we may even see ourselves the way you see us, God, that we may operate in the highest and the greatest version of ourselves this morning, God, that we may operate in the true essence of who the personality came to serve our soul, God. That we may unfold the goals of our soul. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth the goals, the blueprint of the soul that came as each and every one of us. God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our mind, our hearts, our eyes, that we may only hear the melodic sounds of you, Holy Spirit. Bless our ears. Father God, bless every cell in our body, every muscle fiber, that you may remove any information, any data, any patterns that have been stored in our body that no longer serves a higher purpose. God, I'm asking you to remove the data, the information, the patterns, the behavior. Father God, I'm asking you to open up your windows, your doors, your gates, your heaven, and pour out a blessing right now, Mother Father God, that it won't even be room enough to receive it. God, I'm asking you to come and heal our finances right now, God. Enlarge our financial territory right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and direct our path, Holy Spirit. Direct how we must go, Holy Spirit. Direct our financial health right now, God, that we may live the abundant life that we came to the planet to live. Come, Holy Spirit. It says in your word, it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth. Come, Holy Spirit. You said in your word, it is he that gives richly all things, God. Come, Holy Spirit. You said in your word, it is your good desire. It is your good pleasure to give us the desires of our heart. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be manifested blessings in this right now moment, God. Father God, I'm asking you to let there be peace. Peace in our heart, God. Peace in our homes, God. Peace on our blocks. Peace in our communities. Peace in the world, God. Thank you for this day, Holy Spirit. As we open the present of this day, we give thanks. As we rejoice in the knowing that nothing but good shall come to us today, God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and send your angels out on assignment today, God, that they will go forth, God, and create a day of ease, elegance, and grace, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that this will be a fruitful day for us, God, that money shall come to us today, God, that joy, health, happiness, and success shall come on this Thanksgiving Eve. We give so much gratitude. Father, Mother God, we give thanks for all that is. We give thanks for family, God. We give thanks for friends near and far, God. We give thanks for food on our table. We give thanks for waking up with our right mind and activity of our limbs this morning, God. We give thanks for our homes this morning, God. We give thanks for new homes. We give thanks for new cars. We give thanks for new multi-million dollar ideas, God. We give thanks for the courage to act on divine inspiration, God. And as I come before you today, I just simply say thank you. Thank you for all that is. Thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. Thank you for each and every person who come to the Love Journey, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and enlarge the Love Journey's territory, God. Bring forth what it is that you, where you want the Love Journey to go, that I may facilitate it in the way that you have directed me, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and use this community, God. And allow us to make manifest the glory of you in this right now moment, God. I just say thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that is, God. Thank you. Thank you for seeds, God. Thank you for our children this morning, God. Thank you for our grandchildren. I give thanks for my new granddaughter who will be bringing her little beautiful self into the planet somewhere around March of next year, God. I give thanks that you saw fit to multiply the legacy and ask you to bless her mind. I ask you to bless her life, God. I ask you to send an innumerable company of angels to continue her life in a way that will be ease, elegance, and grace, and that she will know that she is mighty in the land and she will grow into grace of knowing who and what she is. God, I ask you to bless her mind, her soul, and her heart as she comes to the planet to be a blessing, God. To herself and those around her, that she will bless humanity, God. I ask you to bless her right now. As we welcome her into the planet, we give thanks, God. All that is. And so in this right now moment, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. Speak to somebody's mind today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's heart. In the mighty consciousness. In the nature, and all that is, I say, Aju, Amen, and so it is, Ashe. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning. To all the energy in the universe. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the trees. Good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom. Good morning to the universe. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and the ethers. Good morning, Holy Spirit. As we greet this morning in love, good morning. Good morning, love. As we honor and invite and invoke the most beneficent angelic family, good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke the angels into the call, good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the archangels, good morning to our ascended masters. As we invite and invoke the ascended masters, good morning, master guides and spirit guides and all the unseen committee that God has created to lead and guide us this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. As we stop, and we stop and just pay homage to our ancestors. And as we speak the name of our loved ones right now, I just give thanks. For my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, for being the vehicle that assisted me to the planet. I give thanks for Colette Grant, who always blessed this radio show every morning. I give thanks. And as we speak the names of the loved ones, we honor invite and invoke and pay homage to those beautiful souls who stand around us. As we stand on the shoulders of those great people, we say good morning. As we honor those that we may not know their name, as we speak the reverence of love for them this morning, good morning to our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. We thank you for the legacy. We thank you for your service in the planet. We thank you for all you've done to leave a beautiful legacy called us this morning. We give thanks. Good morning, ancestors. Come as we invite and invoke your presence into this call. Good morning, ancestors. As we stop and become very present in our body temples and giving thanks for the gift, call you, the gift, call me, because we are the greatest gift on the planet. And so right now we just give thanks. We give thanks for our presence. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for creating me to be me. Thank you, God, for creating each and every one of the beautiful souls that are present on this call right now. We give thanks, God, for our very being. Thanks from the soles of our feet to the top of our head, for every cell in our body, for every muscle fiber and every organ and every living system in our being. We give thanks for the very essence of who we are to the planet. And as we stop and send love into our descendants this morning, giving thanks for those who will come after us, giving thanks for the work that we do today will make a difference in those who will show up on this planet after us. And all of those that will come after us, we send love and ask that their way will be paved with ease, elegance, and grace. We give thanks this morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning to my kings and queens, my gods and goddesses, my sisters and my brothers. Good morning, love. As we greet this day in love, as the love in me greets and honor the love in you, as the light in me greets and honor the light in you, as the God in me greets the God in you this morning, I honor your presence. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here on the Love Journey, and I want you to know I do not take it for granted. And I give thanks. Because of you, I am. And so as we honor the spirit of thanksgiving, as we honor the very idea of just giving thanks for the mere presence of life, giving family. Good morning, family. We're going to get started. I'm going to be reading from the Science of the Mind. Happy pre-Thanksgiving Eve. Oh, no, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Can you believe it? We're in my favorite time of the year. I cannot tell you how much this season means to me. It touches my soul this time of the year to watch the beauty of decorations, the beauty of gift giving, the beauty of love, the beauty of people just doing what they do to give and to remind us that the real reason for life is love. So, of course, you know, I'm going to play a Christmas song, and this is called What Christmas Means. This is Kim, and I'm going to come back and read from the Science of the Mind. Ah.
of men who would rise, hunger and thirst, a kind of love that never ends, love that glows, love that shines, love that spans the test of time. I hope you find what Christmas means. Love that laughs, love that sings, love that steers the hearts of kings. I hope you find what Christmas means. Who would arise and dare to believe there's paradise of hope and peace? Who would rise faithful and free? This kind of love will never cease. Love that fills you, love that flows, love that burns until it grows. I hope you find what Christmas means. Love that dreams, love that moves, love that nurtures every wound. I hope you find what Christmas means.
That moves, love that moves.
Wow, you tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That is Kim. What Christmas means. I love it because that's what Christmas means to me, love. He said a love that glows, a love that shines, a love that spins the test of time. He said a love that lasts, love that sings, a love that steals the hearts of kings. Who will rise and dare to believe this paradise of hope and peace? Who will rise faithful and free and know that this kind of love will never cease? A love that fills you, a love that floats, a love that burns until it grows. I hope you understand what Christmas means. Love. Oh, I love it, love it, love it, y'all. I know y'all are like, this girl is just simply crazy, right? Well, that's what Christmas means to me, love. Just love. This holiday season, when you get to break bread with people you love and be with family and laugh, play games, and laugh till it hurts, your stomach be so. Watch great movies, eat great food, and just admire the joy of those you gave life to. All right, science of the mind says it could just be that simple, right? It could be that simple. Rumi once says there's a voice that doesn't use words. Listen. Ernest Holmes, in a book called Creative Mind on page 30, said the one who desires to heal must stop seeing, reading about, discussing, or listening to conversations about sickness. I'm going to say that again. Ernest Holmes, in a book called Creative Mind on page 30, says the one who desires to heal must stop seeing, reading about, discussing, or listening to conversations about sickness. And I'm going to add some other words to it. The one who desires to heal their money must stop seeing, reading about, and discussing lack, or listening to conversations about lack. One who desires to have love, a mate, must stop seeing and reading about, discussing, or listening to conversations about the opposite sex in a negative way. So many things we can add to that. If we really want to heal whatever area of our life that's not showing up exactly the way we want, law of the universe in a hermetic is that the universe is mental. The universe is mental. Everything starts in the mental space. We gotta stop if we want something different. All right, let me read from the Science of the Mind magazine this morning. It says, Ernest Holmes was simplistically clear in his early book, Creative Mind, when he said, there is no other way under the sun except as we let go of that which we do not desire and take that which we wish to have. Let me say that again. Somebody ought to hear this morning. Ernest Holmes was simplistically clear in his early book, Creative Mind, when he said, there's no other way under the sun except as we let go of that which we do not desire and take that which we wish to have. See, prayers has nothing to do with getting God to either create or destroy something for you. Prayer is not about influencing God. Do you really think you have some insight that the infinite intelligence guiding the universe isn't already privy to? Maybe. It's just that simple. Let go of that which isn't working for you. Take hold of what wants to emerge as a better experience for you. Let me say that again. Let's let go of all the stuff that's not working. And let's take hold of what wants to emerge as a better experience for you. Imagine if prayer were really just a matter of quieting your chattered mind, entering the silence to commune with the higher intelligence, then what is operating as cause to your challenges? Imagine if prayer was really just a matter of quieting that loud chatter. What if it was just entering into the silence to commune with the higher intelligence than what is operating as cause to your challenges? You see, in your relationship with God, get rid of concept. Get rid of the concept of God as your servant. Be the instrument of grace moving into expression. Come on, Holy Spirit. Be the instrument of grace moving into expression. You are the conduit of the divine impartation. You are an incarnation of the divine waiting to rediscover the truth of your real identity. Let me say that again. You are an incarnation of the divine waiting to rediscover the truth of your real identity. What does that really mean? You are God in the flesh. This doesn't come from memory. It comes from the presence of that still, small, everlasting, energetic expression called God. So let go of that which you do not desire in your mind to create the space for the greater yet to be as you. You are the divine. You are incarnation of the divine. The affirmation says, I let go of what was with ease and embrace grace emerging as me. I let go of what was with ease and embrace grace emerging as me. I let go of what was with ease and embrace grace emerging as me. Come on, Holy Spirit. This is the science of the mind reading. And because we won't be here on Thanksgiving and we won't be here on Friday, we'll be back together on Monday. I'm going to read tomorrow because it's all about Thanksgiving, giving thanks. I just love this Science of the Mind magazine. I do. I love everything, right? So this is about the appreciative heart. Annie Morrow Lindbergh once said, one can never pay in gratitude. One can only pay in kind somewhere else in life. Ernest Holmes, The Science of the Mind book on page 497 said, an attitude of gratitude is more salutary and bespeaks the realization that we are now in heaven. The Daily Gratitude books, the Daily Book said, magazine, says, gratitude is more than a feeling of thankfulness for receiving a gift. Gratitude is a way of being. On this Thanksgiving Day, it's not just another day. It's the day that has been given to you to live, to appreciate and expand your love. You see, when you live in appreciation, your giving transforms into your joyous receiving. Thanksgiving makes one mindful of the gift. Of the gifts of each moment. In gratitude, tomorrow is not a concern. You will have been lifted above dread and anxiety and disappointment because gratitude is a conscious choice to place your focus on life's blessing. It places you in the right now moment. See, those blessings become your foundation. A sense of thanksgiving opens your eyes to the infinite possibility of the multidimensional universe, while grumbling will close them. Feelings of appreciation for another and not sharing it is like having a gift and not giving it. I'm going to say that again. Feelings of appreciation for another and not sharing it is like having a gift and not giving it. So today, family, I give the gift of you knowing that I appreciate each and every one of you in my life today. Let your blessings count. When you cultivate a continence of gratitude, you live in a state of grace. And everyone you meet this day will be blessed by your presence, by the mere essence of who you are. And every person you meet will be blessed by the gift of you. See, each person whose path you cross will feel you, know them, their amazing untold personal journey, and the legacy of their great ancestors. I don't know. None of them words came out that good. Let me try that again. Maybe I need to drink some water. Each person whose path you cross will feel you, know them, and their amazing untold personal journey, and the legacy of their great ancestors. How glorious to see behind their eyes into their souls like that. I don't know, this is just touching my soul right now. You see, gratitude will turn chance encounters into an extraordinary gift of life, all because you were present with an appreciative heart. that chose to be interested enough to connect with the moment and expression presented to you. Come on, God, do your stuff. Did you get what that just said? How many of us are present in our right now moments? How many times do we come into the presence of other souls and we're texting on our phone, or we're thinking about what's moves are or somewhere else, and we're not in the space of just being present? Each person whose path we cross, when we're in gratitude, we will feel like we know them, because their amazing untold personal journey and the legacy of their great ancestors, we will feel it. You see, how glorious to see behind their eyes and into their souls like that. See, gratitude will turn chance encounters into an extraordinary gift, all because we were very present with an appreciative heart that chose to be interested enough to connect with that moment and expression presented to us. How many times are we present? How many times do we sit with the person we love, staring into our phone, into Facebook, into whatever, and we're not present? I remember Friday before my mom died on Tuesday, I was in school then, and I was sitting in my living room, and my mother was in the family room, and I was sitting there on the computer doing work, and God said, stop doing your homework right now and go be present with your mother. Don't take your phone. Don't think about tomorrow. Just be present. And I remember sitting next to her. I'm on this couch right now where she sat, in the space she sat in. And I remember being present. I remember the feeling there was no words, and I remember taking her by her hand, and she was watching TV, and I remember just feeling the extraordinary gift of this energy exchange that had no words, but there was this love communication that happened. And I remember feeling very appreciative and feeling very filled with gratitude simply because I was in the presence of love in that very moment. And I'm so grateful, family, that I was obedient, because I never knew that was going to be the last time that I would know my mother physically alive in this physical presence. God said, put that stuff down right now and go and be present. And I'm so grateful that I had an obedient heart. Because those last moments meant the world to me. It meant the world to me to be present in the silence of the communication of love. Why am I sharing this with you right now? Now, I didn't know I was going to read this and feel this way, because my plans was not to read tomorrow's Science of the Mind. But when I saw it about being grateful, I knew we had to talk about that. Because so many times in a world where communication and telecommunication has inundated us, family, we're not present. We're not present. We're not connecting with our loved ones. Do you know suicide rate is up? Do you know loneliness is the biggest killer on the planet? With all these billions of people on the planet, why is loneliness the number one killer on the planet? Why are we not connecting? Why can't we be present? I want you to become more present. More present with those you love. More present even with people you meet. You might be the very one who connects with someone to remind them that they are important to life. Or you never know if that's going to be the last moment that you may physically spend with that person on the planet. Today, family, feel appreciative. Blessings count. It says when we live in a state of gratitude, everyone we meet will be blessed by our presence. each person who path we cross. I really want you to get this. Will feel like you know them. Have you ever met someone? And just because of the presence and how they looked you in their eyes, and because they were listening to you, feel like they knew you. Their amazing untold personal journey and the legacy of their great ancestors. How glorious it is to see behind their eyes and into their soul. You see, gratitude will turn chance encounters into an extraordinary gift of life, all because you were present with an appreciative heart that chose to be interested enough to connect with the moment and expression presented to you. This affirmation, this Thanksgiving Day, fills my awareness with all I have to be grateful for. What are we grateful for? What are we actually grateful for? I sit in my moment of gratitude right now and filled with such joy in my heart because of my obedience. God said, Janine, go in that room right now where your mother sits. And don't take your phone. God was explicit. Said, do not take your phone in that room. Do not be thinking about your homework. Don't think about it. Become very present. And, you know, what's interesting is spirit is usually very few words. But it was explicit. Take that homework and do it later. Close this computer. Go in that room and be very present. What would have happened if I had been disobedient? Well, no, God, I got to do my homework. Or this call is more important, or Facebook is more important than being present with the people we love. We sit in the presence of people we love, and we sit on Facebook. I see so many people sitting on their phones, and they're more present with their phones than they are with the people they love. I noticed that a lot of people who, if I want to be present with, I'd rather call them on the phone than sit in their presence because you get more of their attention than you do when you sit next to them. I got a girlfriend, the whole time you're with her, she's texting. Her mind 50,000 miles away. She's never present. Got the most beautiful spirit, most beautiful heart, but she's never present. I could probably count on my hand how many times she's present. Family, in this season, and I know we talk about success, and I know we talk about prosperity, and we talk about money, and we talk about so many things, but today God has put on my heart, we got to become present in a day where people are dying more than ever because of loneliness. Something is wrong with that picture. We're becoming too inundated with Facebook and then all them other things. That's, I can't think of what they call right now. Pinterest and all these things that we're interested in, but we're not interested in connecting with people heart to heart. I want to remind you. I want to remind you today. On pre-Thanksgiving Eve, to connect heart to heart with those you love. Be present. Be present. Present. Money is great. Success is phenomenal. And technology is expanding. And all those are wonderful inventions. But there's nothing better than love. Nothing better than connection. Relationships and divorces simply because we do not connect. And so as we move through our life, be present with this presence. You know, when we become present with the still small voice, do you know how powerful and grateful that still small voice I am so grateful to? I'm grateful God said to me, Janine, stop. Janine, no more. Do this. How are we missing the still small voice because we're so disconnected from myself? We're so disconnected even from ourselves. So today, think about how can you be more connected to who you are. Today I really kind of wanted to talk about that you are enough. There are many things in life we can be grateful for: our health, our family, the air we breathe, the sun that keeps our planet alive, thriving, and something as simple as knowing that we're given another day to live, to love, and to learn. But I've been thinking about a lot. Why do we not feel enough? There's so many messages of gratitude spiraling around the internet. And so I really didn't want to be repetitive or regurgitation of all the messages that's out there. But curiously, what came to me today to talk about is, and I think it's a wonderful day to recognize and be grateful for the fact that we and you and I, just as we are already enough. You see, many of us in our lives feel that we need to acquire outside statuses, qualifications, appearances, or wealth before we are enough. But I think if we can just change this one thing about ourselves, the world will be automatically be a million times happier than it is today. You see, because we're so driven by outer results, competition, the American dream, that we forget to totally, and we forget or totally miss the fact that we already are beautiful, whole, and complete. You see, there's a major difference between thinking I'm incomplete and trying to chase the completeness and knowing I am enough. And expressing and being your enoughness. See, chasing anything from a place of incompleteness brings only stress, worry, and a rat race that you can never quite finish. See, the carrot is always just out of reach. We think to ourselves, if I can only get that, if I can only lose pounds, then I'll be happy. If I could just get a few hundred thousand or millions of dollars, I could be happier. You see, that carrot could be money. It could be a relationship. It could be a promotion, a house, a new car, clothing. Could even be a college degree. But the truth is, none of these carrots will make you happy for a long period of time. It is only when we recognize that we are more than enough. It's only when we act from a place of fullness that long-term contentment, happiness, and peace will be ours. When you know you are already enough, when you know you're already enough, you don't have to chase any person, place, or thing to fill you up or make you feel better. No, when you are already recognizing that you're whole, you walk through life with a different sense of love and a detachment from the comings and the goings of life. You attract other people, circumstances, and events that are also whole. When you are whole, you are seeking to enter all relationships to give the wholeness of who you are instead of to fill the void that is missing. And you will find that you attract people who wish to give to you, and instead of you always giving to them, it will be a mutual exchange of wholeness being present. See, knowing that you are enough is not trite phrase or a heady self-help concept. It's a simple decision you make followed by action that you take to be instead of
to chase. See, to give love away and engage with people who do the same thing, it's about having high enough standards to love someone but not tolerate any more BS. Knowing you are enough also means you will value and charge a premium for your time instead of devaluing yourself and your time. Your enough life is a reflection of this one belief. Do you have to chase from a place of emptiness? Or can you be from a place of fullness? It's just that one decision and that one perspective that influences your entire life, your finances, your relationships, your spiritual life, your health, and your creativity all increase. Just, and it becomes more meaningful when you know that you are enough just as you are. So as you enjoy these next few days with family, if you going to be eating Thanksgiving dinner with your family and all the turkeys or tofurkeys or troturkeys or whatever we eating and all the trimmings and desserts. But today, more than anything in life, know and live the fact that you are already more than enough. You are enough. Be grateful that you are enough and don't look back because you are enough. Enough. You are more than enough. Just the way you are. And so as we move through this day, two things that I want us to remember. And the science of the mind broke that thing down more powerful than I ever heard in my whole entire life. About being present. So the two takeaways today, put your computers and phones and technology down and be present. And when you're sitting with your Thanksgiving people and having good food, be present. There's no better gift than the gift of presence that you can give to somebody when you give the gift of you. When you give the gift of you, I tell you, I love, love, love my girlfriend. But I promise you, it's very rare that I get the gift of her. And it's nothing in this world she will not do for me. I could call her and ask her for $1 million, and I know without a shadow of a doubt if she got it, she going to give it to me. And she going to try to find it for me. That's how much she loves me. But she don't know that. All I want is the presence and the gift of her. She called me like, let's do this. And I say no, because you know why? I don't want to be bothered with her and her phone and her computer. Did you hear those words? And I never thought about the gift of presence, being present as a gift that recognize connection in a way that you can see behind the soul and the eyes of those people when you're present. It says each person whose path we cross will feel you know them. It will feel like you know their amazing untold personal journey and the legacy of their great ancestors. And it's true, when you are present in that very moment and look somebody in their eyes and feel them, there's something in exchange. I remember sitting clearly on this couch when God told me to go sit and be present. Even though there was no words exchanged, I could feel the communication of love. I could feel the deep soul feeling that my mother was saying through the hand touch, I love you. And even though those words were never spoken, I could feel in my heart, I could feel in my heart that she connected to my soul. I could feel it. And I love this line. Gratitude will turn chance encounters into an extraordinary gift of life, all because you were present with an appreciative heart that chose to be interested enough to connect with the moment and expression. presented to you. So what are the two takeaways? Be present and recognize already enough. So I'm going to leave you with reading this again one more time, just because I want to sink in your mind that you're already enough, and I want to sink in your mind today, because we're so inundated with technology. And yes, I'm a harp on it today. It's going to be redundant, because I want you to know. I was reading the medical journal last night. My butt always reading something. And in there they talked about people are dying at rapid numbers because of loneliness. Rapid numbers because of loneliness. Wow, we can't connect. I don't understand. And this is tomorrow's Science of the Mind. If you have it, this is the Thanksgiving Day one. Gratitude is more than a feeling of thankfulness for receiving a gift. You see, gratitude is a way of being. There's something special about a person who has a heart of gratitude. You see, this Thanksgiving Day is not just another day. It's the day that has been given to each and every one of us to appreciate and expand our love. When we live in appreciation, your giving transforms into your joyous receiving. Thanksgiving makes one mindful of the gifts of each moment. Like, you see, this moment right here can never be again. You see, this moment right here, no matter if I said, let me get everybody who's on this call to be on this call right now, I could never recreate this moment again and feel what I feel in this right now moment. Like, I feel the gratitude for each and every one of you who are so important to my heart and to my life. You see, if it wasn't for the love journey, yes, it's the love journey that grew me, expanded me, and made me who I am today. It's because of you that I am. Now, I am in gratitude. And so in this right now moment, in my thankful heart, the next moment I'm not concerned with, tomorrow I'm not concerned with. Because in gratitude, nothing is more important but that right now moment. You see, you will have been lifted above the dread, the anxiety, and the disappointment. You see, gratitude is a conscious choice to place your focus on life blessings. And those blessings become your foundation. A sense of thanksgiving opens your eyes to the infinite possibilities of the multidimensional universe, while complaining, grumbling will close all of you up to the blessings. You see, feeling appreciation for another and not sharing it is like having a gift and not giving it. How many times have we felt appreciation for somebody, but we never told them? When we don't let people know how much we appreciate them, it's like having a gift and not sharing it. Let your blessings count. When you cultivate a continence of gratitude, you are living in a state of grace, and everyone you meet this day will be blessed just by your presence. Each person whose path you cross will feel you know them. You will know them. They will feel like you know their amazing, untold personal journey. They will feel like you know the legacy of their great ancestors. How glorious it is to see behind their eyes and into their souls like that. You see, gratitude will turn that chance encounter into an extraordinary gift of life, all because you were simply present with an appreciative heart that chose to be interested enough to connect with the moment and the expression presented to you. How many times, family, do we sit with our loved ones looking at the doggone phone? Put the phones down. Shut Facebook and Pinterest and all those things down and be grateful for your loved ones on this Thanksgiving Eve. Just want to remind you, we won't be back until Monday. I want you to have a happy, happy, filled love, joy, success weekend starting tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving, family. And I want you to know in this right now moment, if I haven't personally talked to you on the phone recently, I want you to know that I am so grateful. I am so grateful for your presence, your texts, your emails, your presence. And I send extra love out to Zakiya and Jackie for taking their time out to create programming for the Love Journey while I was in Seoul, Korea. I want to thank Mama Joy and Claudette for their presence in my life in an experience I will never forget. And they will be etched in my heart, the gratitude forever. And so today I want you to know that I appreciate your presence in our community, in my life, in my soul. Happy Thanksgiving, family. Remember, you are more than enough just because you are. Remember, your presence is a blessing. And the best gift we can ever give to anyone is ourselves and being present. I love you, family. I love you from the depth of my soul and from the bottom of my heart. Have a great, happy Thanksgiving. Any comments, concerns, thoughts, press 1. If you're on Blog Talk, star 6. If you're on the teleconference line. I'm going to play a beautiful song. Oh, Zakiya, good morning.
Good morning, my beautiful, beautiful, loving, amazing, awesome, phenomenal Lady Love Janine and Abram. I love you so much. I love myself so much. So you can keep on loving me.
Yes.
Oh my God, Janine. I do love you so much, and I appreciate and receive all your love, all the love that you just poured out this morning in this hour, and all the love that you have poured out over these last several years that we have been together on the love journey and beyond. And I just want to say I am so grateful. It is with the utmost gratitude in my heart to have you, Janine Ingram, in my life as my friend, as my mentor, as my teacher, as everything that you are. And, you know, I'm so grateful that you shared this morning so many things. First, I just want to give honor to Mama Anastasia McAdoo. I give honor to her this morning, because for it not be for her, I would not be talking to my Janine right now. And you would not be who you are today. So, Mama, we love you. We bless you. We thank you so much for all that you have given into this life and in the afterlife, because I know Mama is still present. Mama is always present with us and within you. Wow. Thank you so much. You said a beautiful thing today, Janine, about being present. And I have to raise my hand for not being present. And I'm not usually like that. And I'm usually looking at people who I am sitting with and they're on their phones. And I'm like, wow, I must not matter very much, because whatever you're doing is more important. But then I have found myself lately, especially in the presence of my mother, because I'm involved in all of these other things. And so then when I'm here with my mom, I'm on the telephone. I'm either on a call or texting or something, and she's up there, what are you doing now? Who are you talking to now? And I wasn't even thinking about, oh, my God, I'm here with my mother, and I'm all up in this. I can do this another time. So I want to say thank you So I am definitely going to be more present when I'm here with my mother. I mean, when I'm at home, it's a whole different story if I'm someplace else. But when I'm here with my mom, I need to be present with her. We need to be having conversations. We need to be talking. You know, I took some time the other day, and I was so grateful I did, to just rub her feet and give her a nice massage on her legs. And, oh, my God, she just laid down, and she said it just felt so good and helped her go to sleep because she hadn't been sleeping. So it is so important for us to recognize that we don't know when the next time we're going to see our loved ones. We have no idea when the next time we're going to look in their face and when we leave them at a certain point. And to spend that quality time, that time when there is no distraction, that time when we can look in each other's eyes and just be present. You know, oh, thank you so much. And, you know, I think about this time of year, families coming together that haven't seen each other. And, you know, sometimes it's a great thing, and then sometimes it's a not so great thing. But I think if we set the intention for it to be a great thing, it shall be that. If, you know, if Uncle so-and-so comes around or Brother so-and-so comes around, and, oh, I really don't want them to be here, you got all that kind of negativity going on as well. So I would just encourage family, set the intention that this is going to be a wonderful, peaceful, loving Thanksgiving celebration, a day when the families come together. Yes, they may be watching football, but at least they're watching football and having fun, and it's going to be glorious and wonderful because we're all together. I'm just so grateful for that. And I wanted to say something about the first time I really noticed people with their phones. I was at a funeral. I was at a you know, when people come back to the house after the funeral. And that's before I really had gotten into a phone. And, you know, hadn't even gotten a smartphone and stuff by that time. But we were sitting around, and I was sitting in, oh, my God, my candy's calling me. I was sitting in the, you know, just sitting in the living room area. And I looked around the room, and there were five of us in there. And four of them were sitting with their phones, face buried down in the phone. And I'm saying, oh, my God, we just finished coming from burying, I think it was their mother, as a matter of fact. It just finished coming, and nobody's talking. Nobody's having a conversation. It was different. It was different for me because I'm used to, you know, in the Black community, when we get together, we come together, we go eat, we're going to share, we're going to talk. This was a different culture, but everybody was in their phones, and I just was like, wow, is that what we've come to? Is that what we have come to in our experience of one another? You know, you're sitting there, you're out at dinner. I went to a restaurant one time, and Ralph and I were sitting there, and we were just talking and into it, you know, talking and sharing. And I looked over across from me at the table, and the two gentlemen and lady that was over there, both of them were on their phones. And I even said to him, wow, people don't talk anymore. They don't connect anymore. So, you know, thank you, Janine, for saying that. And I don't know who your beautiful friend is, but She's missing out on you. She's missing out on having some special time with you. I wish I could be in Chicago where I could sit across the table from you. Believe me, I would not be on my phone when I'm sitting across the table from Janine and Ingrid, because we would have so much to talk about, so much to share, you know. So anyway, I could just go on and on. I know other people want to jump in. So I just want to say I love you. I bless you and your family to have the most amazing time. I don't know if Diamond is going to be coming for dinner, but I know if she is, you're going to get a chance to just rub up on her belly and talk to your beautiful granddaughter. And I'm just excited for you. I'm excited for you and what you have coming forth in your life. And I just wish you, tell Brother Breton, I love him so much. I appreciate him and all of your beautiful family. Have a glorious holiday and a celebration of your life. And thank you so much for opening up our heart to even more gratitude, more and more gratitude every single day, living from that place of gratitude. So anyway, I love you. I bless you. And I'll keep coming back. I'll talk to you next in a couple of days. Peace and love. Have a beautiful day tomorrow.
Peace and love to you. All right. All right. Thank you, Zakiya, for all those kind words. I felt everything you're saying. All right. Anybody else want to chime in? Press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on the teleconference line. All right. Well, I'm really grateful to bring to you this song that I'm going to bring. It's a Christmas song called Carol of the Bells. And this song is by a guy named George Winston, and the arrangement is an instrumental Christmas song, but it is so beautiful. The arrangement is so beautiful. It is just one of the most magnificent arrangements that I've heard in Carol of the Bells. Not the only one, but it's one that I truly adore. And this is George Winston, and I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. I know I'm playing Christmas music, but maybe if they had Thanksgiving songs, maybe I could play those. Huh? I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, and remember to dream your God-sized dreams, but remember to also live them. And I'm asking you two things today. I'm reminding you that you are more than enough, just as you are. And I want to remind you to be present. We need people who are present. All right, this is George Winston. This has been another Love Journey production with your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Happy holidays, family. Wow. Oh, I love that song. I love Christmas music. I have it by everybody. I have Christmas music, classical Christmas music. I have rock Christmas music. I have R&B Christmas music. I have literally 100 CDs of different Christmas music. So I'm going to bring you one from the hood, y'all. This is an R&B. This is I'm going to take you back for those who remember the Dramatics. This is A Holiday Thought.
Holiday wine. This is my favorite time of year, and every one of you, I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Right here on the Love Journey, and I'm going to leave you with The Whispers, My Favorite Things by The Whispers. I love this song too.
Favorite thing.
Oh, okay. This is my last one. I promise y'all. This is Merry Christmas, baby. You all have a great day. This is The Whispers again. Merry Christmas, baby.
Like a beautiful Christmas tree.